After more than 3 months of political dispute between the ruling Georgian Dream Coalition and President's opposition United National Movement over the constitutional amendments, the breakthrough was reached. The Parliament of Georgia unanimously approved the bill, which significantly cuts presidential powers. The constitutional amendments on presidential powers were coming into force in Georgia with the next president anyway. However, having passed the bill into law today, Georgian Dream-led government has limited incumbent president's right of sacking the sitting government and appointing new one without parliament's approval. Mikhail Saakashvili's allies say this is not an issue at all, since the president was not going to use these powers anyway. However, UNM lawmakers insisted on holding the test vote before voting for the Georgian Dream proposed constitutional changes. One of them, Georgi Kandelaki, says this was needed to demonstrate that the amendments could not have been passed without support of the opposition.
We did this because now the government will have no kind of excuse anymore to justify that it's not able to deliver on any of its promises. Now the government assumed full formal responsibility before its own voters, which is very important.
The constitutional prerogatives that the incumbent president had were adopted in early 2004, in times when the Rose Revolution had entirely changed the Georgian political scene and it was deemed necessary to attach extraordinary powers to president. Experts believe that since then, it turned out that this decision led Georgia to many constitutional discrepancies and finally to the authoritarian regime that was necessary to change.
Apart from the question whether the president would actually use or not use his prerogative, there was the question that these amendments needed to be done in order to shift from the super presidential model to a more democratic manner of the power in the country.
According to the opinion that prevails in the parliament and in the government, Georgia should become a parliamentary republic. Many believe that changing the constitution towards diminishing the powers that president had is exactly within the line of moving towards the parliamentary model of the rule in Georgia. Svetlana Alimova, Press TV, Tbilisi.